Good afternoon, friends. Lovely to have you joining with us for a few moments today. Very easy for us to be overcome with worry, with fear, and with anxiety. Many times the Word of God calls us to fear not. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Many times the Bible exhorts us, be not afraid. Many times the Word of God says, be strong and of a good courage. And still other times the Word of God tells us that we're not to be anxious and we're not to be filled with care. But it's very difficult just all of a sudden to stop being worried and to stop being afraid. But at the end of Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks a lot about fear and about the things that we worry about. It may be our food, it may be our clothing, it may be our stature, it may be tomorrow. And in order to encourage us not to be afraid, those of us who belong to him, the Lord says, behold the fowls of the air. Consider, as it were, the fowls of the air. And he's asking us just simply, look at the birds all around us. And I'm just looking out the front window of my car here, and there's a little, I think it's a little pied wagtail fledgling. Just sitting out there at the front of the car, just as I talk about this. And there's an adult one just out this window now as well, just since I started this little devotion, a little pied wagtail. Lovely little bird, tail goes up and down, and of course they're black, white and grey. But the Lord exhorts us to consider the fowls of the air, because the Lord looks after them. Your heavenly Father feedeth them. Now, one of the most popular birds in the world, and certainly in this country of ours, is the simple little sparrow. And here's a picture for you, the house sparrow. There's a cock and a hen there, the male and the female. And they're birds that very few of us would take any notice of. They're one of the most common birds in the world. You'll get them in desert regions, you'll get them in snowy regions, you'll get sparrows in almost every country in the world. Some people think they're quite bland, they don't have a beautiful song, and I suppose many of us would view the sparrow as being almost worthless, and yet our Heavenly Father feedeth them. The Bible says, one of these little birds shall not fall to the ground without your Father. And some people view the sparrow as being virtually, absolutely worthless. And there's a lovely lesson in the Word of God. For example, it says in Matthew chapter 10, verses 28 through 31, as the Word of God speaks about the sparrow, it asks the question, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? Two sparrows sold for a farthing. And then Luke's Gospel chapter 12 and verse number 6, and the Lord Jesus Christ, again speaking about the sparrow, asks this question, are not five sparrows sold for two farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. So in Mark chapter 10, the Lord speaks about the sparrow, two sparrows for a farthing. Luke's Gospel chapter 12 verse 6, five sparrows for two farthings. And if you do the mathematics, if you buy four sparrows, you get one free. Two for one farthing, or five for two farthings. And of course, the farthing, one of the smallest coins, the sparrow, one of the smallest birds. And yet, if you buy four, you get one for free. So they're virtually worthless in the eyes of the world. And yet, the Saviour says, not one of them is forgotten before God. Behold the fowls of the air. Your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? His eye is on the sparrow. And if he feeds the sparrow and he clothes the lily of the fields, this little humble bird, the Lord provides for them. Psalm 84 says, the sparrow hath found an house and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. If our Heavenly Father feeds, clothes, cares for, provides a house for this worthless little bird in the eyes of the world, are ye not much better than they? Let's think today for a little while about our Father's care for his people, our Father's love for us, his provision for us. David said, I have been young, now I am old, and yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Friends, thank you for joining us. God bless you. And if you want to put a little comment below, you can do that. If you want to share this, maybe with a Christian friend or brother or a loved one or a neighbour, somebody going through a trial, maybe anxious, maybe afraid, let's remind ourselves of the providence of our God, his love for us. He's provided a saviour for us. And Paul says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Friends, hope to see you next time. God bless you. And look after yourselves.